Today's daf is Nida Daf Chof Vav, and we are 22 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Hey Omid Beis Hamapele Sandal V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Zuchus Refuah Shleima V'Shlomo Ben Sar Aliza. So the topic is a woman that gave birth to a child, but more specifically, gave birth to a nephil, miscarried a child. So the Mishnah Daf Chof Dal Omid Beis discussed what happens if a woman gives birth to an embryo. Mole mayim, mole dam, mole genunim. So this is a fetus and it's very, very early stages. So we saw a whole daf gemara that analyzed that first line of the Mishnah. We're up now to the second part of the Mishnah, and that is hamapele sandal oishilya teishav lazachar nakeva. So a woman that miscarries a sandal, the halacha is we treat the sandal as a vlad, being that it's unclear whether it's a zachar or an akeva. She has to observe the laws of tumah v'tahira l'chumra had it been a zachar, meaning only 33 days of yemei tahira, and l'chumra had it been an akeva, 14 days of yemei tumah. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, sandal, what exactly is this sandal? It's similar to the fish that's referred to as a sandal, and it's for that reason it has its name. Mitchila asay vladu, ella she nirtzaf. The metzias of a sandal is that it was a child. It was born together with a twin, and the twin in its mother's womb crushed this child. Because it was crushed, now it's disfigured. It's not clear even if it's a zachar or an akeva. It looks like the fish that's known as a sandal. That's why it was known as a sandal. So why it got its name sandals? Because it looks like the fish that's called a sandal. The metzias, what is it? This is very important in understanding the Gemara that we're going to learn this morning. It's a twin that was born together with a healthy twin. The healthy one crushed this one. Either way, it has a very unique place in Allah, as we're going to see. A sandal actually resembles the tongue of a large ox. Sandal tzorach tzuras panim. It was said that the only time a sandal is treated as a vlad is if it has a tzuras panim. It has to have some facial features of a child. If it doesn't have a tzuras panim, even though you know technically it's a vlad, but if it comes out without that tzuras panim, it wouldn't be treated as a vlad. Amar Rabbi Mashmul, halacha sandal tzorach tzuras panim. Halacha is like mishum Rabbi Seinu Yidu. Amar Rav Adabara, Amar Rav Ado, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yitzchok, sandal tzorach tzuras panim, va'afilu me'achoyrav. And this was true even if the head of the baby would be flipped to the side, meaning, mashal adam shesatir es chaveirai, ve'achzal panav la'achoyrav. Somebody slaps somebody else in the face, sometimes he can hit him with so much force that his face is going to turn to the side. If this child is born with the head turned to the side, that wouldn't negate the fact that it would be treated as a vlad. As long as it has a tzuras panim, we would still look at it as a vlad. The times of Rabbi Yanai, the Chachamim wanted to say a chiddush that any sandal that doesn't have a tzuras panim should be tar. Rabbi Yanai told him, how could you say that? The artem as avlodes. What do you mean? A sandal is a sandal is a sandal, even if it doesn't have a tzuras panim. Freit the Gemara, is that true? But Tanya, didn't we just say Mishum Rabbi Seinu we do sandal tzarach tzuras panim? Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said it. It seems the Messiah was that the only time a sandal is called the sandals if it has tzuras panim. So bimei Rabbi Yanai bikshu letayres a sandal she'en lo tzuras panim. Amal lehem Rabbi Yanai tihartem es avlodes. L'chura had his shtim with everything that we just said. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabibi bar Abai Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabibi bar Abai said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Me'idusoy sh'Rab Nechunya nishnes mishnezu. That Rabbi Yanai was of the opinion that it's true, Mishum Rabbi Seinu Heidu, that sandal has to have tzuras panim. But he also believed that it was the opinion of a yochid. It was me'edusoy sh'rab nechunya. And being that it's only a das yochid, Allah is not like that. So it's for that reason he felt that it's true. The Rabbi Seinu, the rabbi said this idea that a sandal is only considered a sandal for das tzuras panim. But Rabbi Yanai felt not that way. Tihartem es avlodes, because that's only a libid the yochid. So who said this? Rabibi bar Abaye said that I heard this from Rabbi Yochanan. It says the Gemara Rabbi Zeiro, Zoch bar Rabibi b'shmaite, Rabibi had a schus. Rashi says, Mazle Goram. He had a good mazel that he was the one that was zoicha to say over this halacha in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Rabbi Seinu that said that a sandal has to have tzuras ponim is a das yachid. It's Rabbi Nachun Yeshita, nafkamina. We don't paskin that way. Who was the one who said this over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Bibarabaya. So Rabbi Zairi said that Rabbi Barabaya must have had a schos because da nova hu avina yasvina kamed Rabbi Yochanan kamalashmaita. Because I was sitting together with Rabbi Barabaya when Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha and I wanted to say it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. I was about to say it. And he said it before me. He chapped me. The kadamiu va'amar v'zachaba. So Mazle Garam says, Rashi, he must have had some sort of schos, because really, I could have said the same thing. Now, you see two things. Number one, it's a schos for somebody to be the one that says over a halacha, even if it's not his own halacha, even if he's saying it over in the name of somebody else. Number two, Rabibi Barabaya was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabibi Barabaya is mentioned throughout Shas. But the Rabibi Barabai that's mentioned throughout Chas was Abaya's son. Abaya had a son, Rabibi. Thus, Rabibi Barabaya. Rabibi Barabaya could not have been a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, because Abaya lived a lot after Rabbi Yochanan. So his son Rabibi certainly lived a lot after Rabbi Yochanan. So clearly, this is a different Rabibi Barabaya. But either way, you see from this Gemara, the halachic component, which is that although Rabbi Seinu Heidu, that sandal tzorach tzuras ponim, it's only a das yachid, it's the shita of Rav Nechunya, who said it, Rabbi Yochanan said it, and Rabibi Barabai was the one who said it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and you see a dvar agada over here that it's a schus, mazloi garem, literally, he had good mazel that he was the one that was privileged to say over this halacha in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see more about that at the end of the daf. Says the Gemara, lama hiskiru sandal v'chura, there's a very obvious question here. Why is the halacha of sandal even a geya? Why does it even matter? Meaning, the chiddush that a sandal is treated like a vat. What is a sandal? A sandal is a twin. It's born together with another child. The other child is a regular Vlad Kayama. So you have a shayla, if somebody gives birth to a sandal, whether she's going to be Tommy Tomas Leda or not Tommy Tomas Leda, she's anyway Tommy Tomas Leda. She's Tommy Tomas Leda because she gave birth to a Vlad Kayama. So of what difference does it make whether the sandal is a Vlad? If the sandal was the only Vlad, okay, so you have to know, is it a Vlad, is it not a Vlad? Hamapela Shvir, Hamapela Shilya. These are important halachas, but Hamapela sandal, why is that Negeya? If there's a sandal that by definition there was another child, fellow ye sandal, she'ini my Vlad, says the Gemara, very posh. If the other child would be a Nekeva, then you would be right, because there'd be no nafkemina that there's also a sandal, because manavshach, if the sandal is a nekeva, she's anyways keeping tumas nekeva. And if the sandal is a zachar, bechlal masayimana, included in the tumas leda of the nekeva is the tumas leda of the zachar. So it's not going to have any significance. Hachab in mayaskinon, desyalad zachar bada. The chiddush is, where she gave birth to a zachar, now you have to know, this sandal, if it's a vlad, maybe it's a nekeva. And if that's the case, it's not 7 days of tumah, it's 14 days of tumah, that's where it's negay, and that's the chiddush of sandal. And the Gemara speaks out that it's really a chiddush betoy chiddush. Meaning, because we're saying it's only negay of the halacha of sandal, if she gives birth to a zachar, together with the sandal, and the reason it's negeya that the sandal has a din of a vlad, because maybe the sandal's in a keva. So it's not enough for her to keep the halachas of tumah of a zachar, maybe she has to keep the halachas of tumah of a keva. That's actually a chiddush. You know why? Because Ma'adotem, I would have thought, Ha'obam, Rabbi Yisbar, Ami, Ishmaz, Ra'as, Tchilo, Yilad, Zachar. Ishmaz, Ria, Tchilo, Yilad, Zachar. So we're going to see a lot more about this in the Divrei Agada in the end of the parak. But Chazal said that when a woman is Mazria Tchilo, she gives birth to a zachar. If the man is Mazria Tchilo, then she gives birth to an akeva. So midah ha-zachar, hanami zachar. So you would think that enoch hanami, we know there's a twin. But from the fact that one is a zachar, we should know for sure that the other one's a zachar as well. Because what are you going to tell me? The other one's in a keva? How's that possible? Manav shach. Either the ish was mazriya tchilo or the ish was mazraz tchilo. Kamash malon. And it's not that way. Im ashneim is riyah bevazachas. That it could be that they were both mazriya bevazachas. Hai zachar. V'hai nekeva. And that's how you ended up. That's why you have twins. One could be a zachar. One could be in a keva. But either way, the Gemara is saying that you want to know why it's negeva. Halach of sandal. Isn't she anyway tameh? It's negeya in the event that she gave birth to a zachar. You have to know if the sandal's treated as a vlad. If it's treated as a vlad, maybe it was in a keva. L'may nafkemina, it's not enough that she keeps 733. She has to keep 14 and 66. And the Gemara says that's really a chiddush. Because to think that a woman can give birth to a zachar and in a keva at the same time, either the ish was mazriya tchilo or the isha was mazra'as tchilo. Kamash malon. And what is the Kamashmalan? Emet Shneim is Riyub Vasachas. Anyway, that's the first heretz of the Gemara. Why it's Negei the Halachas of Tumas Leida as it relates to a sandal? Aye, isn't there always anyways another Vlad? It's Negeya. If the one was a Zachar, you have to know if the sandal is a Vlad to keep also the Halachas of Nikeva Dabarachar. Another teretz from Tehillim, Nikeva Lefnei Shkiyah Zachama, Vesandal Lacha Shkiyah Zachama. What happens if she gave birth to one of the children before Shkiyah and the other one after Shkiyah? So even if there would be both Nikevas, for example, each child begets its own set of Yemei Tumah V'Tahira. So she gave birth to one child on Monday, the other one on Tuesday. So Monday she has to start counting 80 days, and Tuesday she has to start counting the 80 days as well. Either way, so this is the halacha of sandal as it relates to the laws of Tumah V'Tahira. The Gemara is now going to introduce other Mishnayos and Shas, where you find Chazal spoke about the sandal, albeit in a different context. Says the Gemara, sandal, the Tanan. We learned about sandal in a Mishnah, in the Sechtes Bechoyros, Gabi Bechoyros. So what's the halacha over there? Top Rashi. Hamapella sandal. Haba Achra Bechor L'Nachamim Bechor L'Kayim. If somebody gives birth to a sandal, so it's considered a Leda with regards to the dinam of Bechor L'Kayim, but it's not considered a Leda with regards to the dinam of Bechor L'Nachla. Meaning the next child that's born after the sandal will be the Bechor L'Nachla, because the sandal was not the Bechor L'Nachla. It will not be the Bechor L'Kayin, because the sandal was the Bechor L'Kayin. Pashup Shad is that the sandal is considered the Bechor L'Kayin, because Bechor L'Kayin is totally in Peter Rechem. It was Poita the Rechem. As it relates to Bechor L'Nachla, it's totally in Reishas Oinoi, and it's not Reishas Oinoi, because the father's not Dova Olav with regards to the sandal. Regardless, you have the halacha of sandal. What's a negeya? I don't understand. You have a shayla. This woman gave birth to a sandal. You want to know the next child. Is there going to be a chiyuv pinyan aben? Or is there not going to be a chiyuv pinyan aben? Is that child going to be a bechor l'nachla? Or is there not going to be a bechor l'nachla? When the sandal was born, there was another child anyways. So mamar of shach. Even if the sandal's laid is not a leda, but the child that came out together with the sandal for sure was a leda. So for sure, if she has another child a year later, that child's not going to be not the Bechor L'Kayin, not the Bechor L'Nachla. So the Gemara says, no, it's Negeya Leba Acharav Bechor L'Nachla De'in Bechor L'Kayin. It's not Negeya another child that you would have in a year from now. It's Negeya the second child that was born. When the Mishnah said this halacha by Bechoyres, Hamapela Sandal Bachar Bechor L'Nachla Bechor L'Kayin, it wasn't talking about Yesh Lachgar in a year from now if she has another child. That child for sure is not the Bechor, because she gave birth to another child right now. The question was this second child that came out. So usually the first child that comes out, Yaakov Esav, that's the one that's going to be the Bechor. The shayla over here is maybe being that the first one was a sandal, so the second child that came out is not a Bechor, or maybe not. That's the Mishnah. It's not Negeya, the next pregnancy. It's Negeya, that other child that came along together with the sandal, says the Gemara. There's another Mishnah that talks about a sandal. Sandal detnan gabe krisos to my hilchasa. The Mishnah over there is in the Sechtes Krisos. It's talking about the Mechusrei Kippurim. A Yeledes has to bring a carbon in order for it to become tar. Now, the carbon that the Yeledes brings is the same regardless of whether she gives birth to a Zachar or gives birth to a Nekeva. Where it's Negei, the laws of Zachar and Nekeva, that's as it relates to the Tum and the Tyre. They made Tum and the Yemei Tyre. But in terms of the carbon is the carbon. So, depending on what her situation is, that determines what the carbon of the lettuce. And the Mishnah in Krisos isn't focusing on the Tumah V'Tahira, which is what the Mishnah Masechtes Nida was focusing on, but rather it's focusing on the carbon. And the Mishnah said, it's a Kochim Mishnah sandal. The halacha has to bring a carbon. Why is it negeya? L'chura, whether the sandal is a vlad or is not a vlad, she anyways has to bring a carbon. She has to bring a carbon for the other one. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you where it's negeya. She'll tell you, vlad derech toifin. The sandal derech rechem. The mice a carbon, a sandal. Oh, it's chapen afkemino. What would be if the sandal was delivered naturally, but the child that was a bar kayama, the other twin, was delivered cesarean? It came out yoytze doifin. For yoytze doifin, you don't bring the carbon yoledes. So that's where it'd be negay. It says in Rav Shimon, but what about Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon's shita is that even a yoytze doifin, so what difference does it make? I'm Rav Yirmi Rav Shimon, teled vlad biyoysoi vedes keichovin, v'sandol la'acha shen eskaira, demaisa carbon asan. What would be if she gave birth to the vlad while she, so this woman was in the middle of going through her conversion process while she was in labor, and she's delivering twins. She gave birth to the first child. It was a Vlad Kayama. This was before the Geirus. Then she was Megayer, and right after the Geirus, she gave birth to the Sandal. Now, the child that she had before she was Megayer, obviously she doesn't bring a carbon for. She wasn't Jewish at the time. Only a Jewish woman that gives birth to a child has to bring a carbon. Which Reda was she a Jew for? The second one was the sandal. Oh, so that's where it's negated the Mishnah. You're right. In your typical classic case of a Yoledes or Mapele sandal, it's not negated the fact that she has to bring a carbon. Because Manav Shach, she's going to bring a carbon. She's going to have to bring a carbon for the other child that she gave birth to. It's negay in a case where maybe the other one was Yoytze Daifin, or the other one she gave birth to before the Geira, says the Gemara. Amru Rabbanu Kamei Rapapa. The Rabbanan said over this exchange to Rapapa, and he said, and he was very disturbed. He didn't understand these terutzim. Vatanya, did we learn in a braisa, k'shen yoytze, and yoytze nela kruchen, that when the sandal is yoytze together with its twin, they come out kruchen. They come out at exactly the same time. So if they come out exactly at the same time, everything that we just said doesn't work. Number one, the terutz that we said regarding Bechar, that it's negeya, mapel sandal, in terms of whether or not the next child's going to be a Bechar, Bechar lenachlo, Bechar lekayin, Bechar, they came out at the same time. So it's not possible that we're discussing this one versus that one. And as it relates to the halacha of Yoledes, you want to tell me that one was Yoytze Daifin, the other one came out naturally. You want to tell me there was a Geirus in between? I thought they came out at the same time. How could that have been a Geirus in between? Amar Rapapa, so Rapapa said like this, michrich karech levlad asandala palge. It's true that there was a braisa that said, k'shen yoytze yoytze lele kruchem. They come out geknipped. They come out together. However, they're not literally side by side, where every aspect of the two respective children come at exactly the same second. But rather, the child, that's the healthy child, is karechle lisandal apalge. It's pressed, its head, this is the Metzias, is pressed against the stomach of the sandal, umashechle kape reshe, and it causes the sandal's head to come out first. So the head of the Vlad Kayoma is pressing against the stomach of the sandal, and it somehow pushes it out. So if you're looking at it from the head, the sandal's head's going to come out first. If you're looking at it from the feet of the, meaning if it was delivered, breech, from the feet, then the feet of the Vlad Kayoma was going to come out. Because even though they're kruchen, but they're not mamish side by side. The head of the sandal is on top. The feet of the Vlad Kayoma is on bottom. Okay. Gabi Bechairis, when we made the Akimta by Bechairis, we said that the sandal was the one that came out first. And we want to know if it's considered a Leda so that we could determine whether the next child, the one that's a Vlad Kayoma, is a Bechair, is not a Bechair. It's talking about Shiyasa Derech Hashem. They came out naturally. The sandal called them Venafik. So if it's a natural birth, the head comes out first. If the head comes out first, the sandal is the one that comes out first. Oh, so the sandal came out first. That was the Akimta. You want to know the second child. What's the Halacha? Gabi Krisis, Shiyasa Derech Magalis. The Mishnah Masechtas Krisus is talking where there was a Geirus in between the two ladies. First the Vlad Kayama, then the sandal. If the Vlad Kayama came out first, it must have been breach. It must have come out the other way. Derech Margolos late. And if that's the case, the Vlad called him enough. The Vlad is the one that's going to come out first. He said a similar teretz, albeit a different teretz, and that is a filtei mitzvah tzavah. You could say that maybe they're literally side by side. The epoch shmeitza, and you flip it around. Not by the bechor, the kimtas where the head came out first, and by krisus, the feet came out first. Just the opposite. That's the part that we're flipping. The epoch shmeitza. In the case of Bechar, the Magalusim came out first. Okay. Vlad the Ispechiyusa Sarfanach. The Vlad that's alive, that Vlad has chiyus, that Vlad is going to fight against the childbirth. It's not going to come out. It's going to be clinging on to its mother's womb. Sarich, it's clinging. V'loy nothik. And it doesn't go out. Sandal the less pechayusa, sharik v'nofik. As opposed to the sandal. So therefore, the sandal is the one that ends up coming out first. So the Mishnah increases again was where the sandal came out first. What was the mitzias? Why did the sandal come out first? Oh, it came out first because it went out derech margulei seyim. The sandal is going to go out first because it has no way of resisting the childbirth. As opposed to the Vlad Kayama, that's able. It has the ability, it has the power. It's alive. And therefore it can resist. Gabi Krisos, in the case of Krisos, where the Vlad Kayama came out first, then she was Megayer, then she gave birth to the sandal, so we want to know if the Leda of the sandal is considered a Leda. It's talking about Shiyasa Derech Rashem, where it came out Derech Rashem. Okay, what's the difference? Vlad the Ispe Chiyusa Medanofik Resha have a Leda. Sandal have an upper group. And this is based on the Gemara Masechtas Bechairis, where the Gemara says, what's the definition of Leda? What's the halachic definition of Leda? It's Negeya Bechairis, Negeya Chulin, It's Perik Behema Makasha. It's also Negeya, a human child. And that is the definition of a Leida is when the head comes out. So it's true that the body of the sandal is going to come out before the Vlad Kayama, because the Vlad Kayama is fighting back. But the head of the Vlad Kayama is going to come out before Roiv of the sandal is going to come out. As a result, if it comes out Derech Rosheyem, so it's mistabe that the Leida, the Vlad Kayama, is going to happen first. It's Negeya. There was the Leida, Vlad Kayama. Happens very quickly, obviously. There was a Geiris. And then afterwards, you had the sandal, the shaila is the sandal's Leida, a Leida. If it went out Derech Margoloseyem, so then you don't have the head. The head's the last thing that's going to come out. So then the question is it going to be Roiv of the sandal coming out first? Or is it going to be Roiv of the Vlad Kayama coming out first? It's going to be Roiv of the sandal that's coming out first. Either way, this concludes the first part of the daf, which is the halachas of sandal. The next part of the daf discusses what the Mishnah also mentioned on daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and that is a mapela shilya. So the shilya is the amniotic sac, also known as the afterbirth. So that's the sac in which the child lives when it's in its mother's womb. So what happens if a woman miscarries a shilya? So the Mishnah said, Teshev l'zachar l'kev. You can't find the child, because if we found the child, then we don't have to worry about the shilya, so with the child. So we don't know if the child was a zacher, if it was in a keva, l'chumra, teshev l'zacher, l'chumra, teshev in a keva. So the Mishnah, shilya b'bayis, habayis tameh, if there's a shilya in a house, the whole house is tameh. Because we assume that loisha shilya vlad, says the Mishnah, not because the shilya is a vlad, elosh ain't shilya b'lay vlad, but there's an umdina that if there is a shilya, there must have been a vlad, even though we can't find the vlad, vlad's not alive, and as a result, it creates tumma in the bayis. Shimon says, "Nimik avad at shelo yetsi." Shimon agrees with the premise of the Chachamim. He agrees that ain't shilya b'lo vlad, but he's concerned that maybe he thinks that it's actually mistaber that the shilya miscarried the vlad, or the vlad miscarried while it was still in its mother's womb. It disintegrated. It turned into blood, and it was mixed up together with all the other blood inside the woman, Rashi, v'nasedam, v'nesariv bedam haleid, u'batul b'rayim. If that's the case, it's batul b'rayim. So you don't have to worry about revius dam v'nameis in terms of regular tumah. So the Chachamim and Rav Shimon agree with the Metzias. Ain't shol yevloi vlad. The question is, does that mean now you have to worry about tumas meis? Or no, Rav Shimon says that dam would be nesariv with all the other dam that the woman has at the time of childbirth. It would be batul b'rayim, and based on batul b'rayim, you don't have to worry about tumas meis. Sakti Gemara Tanu Rabbanan Shulya Tchilasa Doima Lechut Shal Erev. A shulya on the one side, it looks like the thread. Which thread? The Erev thread. Not the chassis, the Erev. V'soifa doimek a tormas. On the other side, it looks like a tormas, a certain beam. V'chalula, it's halu kechatzoytzeres. Like a trumpet. The ain't shilya b'chusam tefach. The shilya has to be a tefach. Meaning, if it's not a tefach, it doesn't have the halachic status of a shilya. Shimon Gamliel loyme, shilya doyme le korkovan. Shilya's doyme to the halig of korkovan. Shil tarin a goylem, that's the gizzard of Mesachta's chulin fame. Shadaki yaitzu, matter where the intestines come out. Zokmar tanya, Rabbi Shaya is the ir the man chavrayas. Rabbi Shaya was the youngest of the chevra. And he said over the following halacha. Chamisha shiurim tefach. There are five places in halacha, Gishmaki Gemara, when you find the shear, and the shear is a tefach. The eluhe and Shilya, Shofar, Shedra, Doifin Sukkah, V'ho'ezer. Shilya, Hadamar, and Shilya, the one that we just learned. So this halacha, that Shilya bebayis, habayis tome, because ain't Shilya below Vlad, that's only if the Shilya, this amniotic sac, was at least the size of a tefach. If it was less than a tefach, no worries. Shofar, what about Shofar? The time we went to the price, Kam Yeshir Shofar, how big does a shofar have to be, or how small can it be? What's the minimum share of a shofar? Pirish Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Kadesha Yechzenu B'yodav Yer L'kan U'l'kan. It has to be big enough that when the Baal Tekeah holds it, you'll be able to see the shofar protruding from his hand. I mean, it has to be bigger than his hand. How big does that have to be? Tefach. It has to be a tefach. Point is, the shear of a shofar is a tefach. That's a second area in halacha where you find the shear of the shedra. What's this halacha of shedra? Mahid. It's referring to not the spine of a human being, rather the spine of the lulav. The shedra of the lulav has to be taller than the hadas. How much taller? It has to be a tefach. So the shear of the hadas and the arava, for that matter, are three tefachim. If you're telling me that the shedra of the lulav has to be one tefach taller, that means the shedra of the lulav, so the shedra is the spine of the lulav, the alin, the leaves of the lulav, they all protrude from the shedra. The shedra is the hard part, the spine of the lulav. That has to be one tefach taller than the Hadas, which means that the Shedra of the Lulav has to be four Tvachim. Tanya, that's a price. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Halach. Teufen Sukkah. What's the Teufen Sukkah? Where do you find Tefach, the Tanya? Shnayim Kil Chasson. Shlish is Afilu Tefach. It's Machloik is what the Shedra Sukkah is. We paskin three walls, but two of the walls have to be Kil Chasson, proper walls. The third one can be even a Tefach. And finally, Ezoiv, the Tani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya taught Ezoiv. Tefach, the Ezoiv has to be a Tefach. So you find Ezoiv in many areas in Halacha. Paraduma required Ezoiv, Tyrus HaMetzayir required Ezoiv. Ezoiv has a shear. How big does the Ezoiv have to be? It has to be a Tefach. Omar Reb Chanina bar Papa, Doris Shiva ish kfar temarto. Klas mas naiso, vetarti shmaitza shira Tefach. He said over that there's three Halachas that the Tanoim said, two Halachas that the Amiraim said with regards to Tefach. Now 3 plus 2 is 5. He was referring to the same 5 halachas that the Gemara just said. Rabbi Shai is the Irudim in Chavraya said, Chamisha Shiurim Tefach. Rabbi Shela Ish Kfar Tamarta Darshind also 5 times Tefach, but he broke it down. He said 3 come from Tanoim and 2 come from Amayram. Amr Abbas, Freit the Gemara, Tarti, Chodohi, is that true? Is it 2 that are from Amayram? It's only 1 that's from Amayram. Meaning, if you look back, the only one that came from the Amayram was the Shedra. Amar Aparnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Aparnach was an Amayra, Rabbi Yochanan was an Amayra. Shedra Shalul of Tzarech Shei Yoytz Menat, that's Tefach. But everything else was a Braisa. So, Lachura, what do you mean? 3 come from the Tanam and 2 come from the Amayram. It's not true. It's really 4 plus 1. Amar Abayas. Abayas said, Ema, you have to edit the last thing. Ezoiv was Tani Rab Chiya. He said, change it. Not Tani Rab Chiya, but rather Amar Rab Chiya. So, Ezoiv Tefach. What does that mean? What's the significance? So there's a very important Rashi here. Rashi says like this, Ema Omer Reb Chiya. It's the last Rashi by the skinny lines. Umenav Shei Kamar. This that Reb Chiya said was his own Chiddush. Reb Chiya says, Rashi, Tana v'amoyra hava. Reb Chiya was a Tana, and he was an Amoyra. Heicha da Omer Menav Shei B'loshem Memra Havishmaita. When he said over his own Halacha, Omer Reb Chiya, then he has a din of an Amoyra. But when he was a Tani Reb Chiya, then he has a din of a Tana. And the truth is that you find Reb Chiya an Amoyra, find Reb Chiya a Tana, and it's confusing sometimes. Which one was he? Was he a Tana or was he an Amoyra? Zok Rashi, Reb Chiya was both. Reb Chiya, Tana v'amoyrahu. He was both. And depending on whether it says Amar Reb Chiya, a Tani Reb Chiya, that would determine whether this is Reb Chiya wearing the hat of Amoyra or Reb Chiya wearing the hat of Tana. So we know Rav was a Tana Upalik. And he had Reb Chiya, also this idea, Reb Chiya, Tana v'amoyrahu. Regardless, if it's Tani Reb Chiya, then it's 4 brises and 1 member from Amiram. If it's Amar Reb Chiya, then it's 3 brises and 2 members of Amiram. One is Reb Parnach, Reb Yochanan, and the other one is Amar Reb Chiya. Faith to Gemara. But Basulak, is this true? There's only 5 halachas where the shear is Tefach. There's more than that. And we're going to have a whole list of other areas in halacha where you find the Tefach. Number 1, Vayikra Tefach, Tefach, Arum Tefach. Merubah, maybe as Atom of Chayz, but Nei Atom. So we know as it relates to Tumas oil, what's the definition of an oil? So it would have to be a tefach by a tefach with the height of a tefach has to be a square, but that's the definition of an oil, both with regards to being mevias atoma and with regards to being chaytes with neatoma. Mevias atoma means if two things are under an oil, one is a mace and the other thing is not tame, the not tame thing will become tame tomas mace. By virtue of the fact that it was under the same oil as a mace. What's the definition of an oil? Tefach al tefach. The same is true of chayz b'nei atoma. Let's say you have a mace inside a bayis, and there's a box that's tefach al tefach, something's underneath it. It's chayzis b'nei atoma, but it has to be a tefach. If it's less than a tefach, it's not chayzis. So you see tefach, zoch de gemara, tefach kamrina, tefach al tefach like kamrina. We're talking about 5 things where the shear is tefach. This is tefach al tefach, al rum tefach. This is a square tefach. It's not the same as a regular tefach. Faith to Gemara, but you can have another one. If you have a tanur and there was a stone that was protruding from the tanur, tefach, if it's a tefach, or min akira, shalosh boys, or there was an oven that was protruding from akira. A tanur and akira are both ovens, but they were different types of ovens with a lot of different nuances in halacha. So if it was akira and the oven was protruding, if it's shalosh boys, what's the halacha chibur that considered a chibur? So this is based on a halacha in tuma that anything that's a yad to something, and that thing becomes Tomei, the Yad becomes Tomei as well. This is discussed in very great detail in Perakah Urva Reitiv and then the Masach Tzchulin, Yad of a Dover Tomei, the Shomer of a Dover Tomei. But either way, what we're discussing over here is this Eben that's protruding from the Tanner is treated as a Yad of the Tanner. So if the Tanner becomes Tomei, the Eben will be Tomei as well. So the question is, how big could the Evan be and it still be considered a Yad? Because the assumption is that once it gets too big, how could you look at it as a handle? Right? You don't have a 5-foot handle. That doesn't make any sense. So it would have to be small to some degree in order to treat it as a Yad so that it would take on the status of Tumah V'Tahara of the thing that it's a Yad to. So this is the Mishnah. But what bottom line is, you see the Shir of Tefach, that if it's a Tanur and there's an Evan that's attached to it, you want to know if it's a Yad or it's not a Yad, it's totally a Tefach. So why is that different than Shil Yer Bavayis, where we said that it's one of the five because the Shir is Tefach? You have another area in Halacha, albeit an obscure area, where something is dependent on tefach. So the Gemara says, "Ki karmin and hecha the batzim b'tefach leichazi." Aval hacha koshkein the batzim b'tefach yatanu. When we say tefach, we mean that it has to be a tefach. Over here, meaning the minimum shear is tefach. This is not a minimum shear tefach. This is actually a maximum shear tefach. If it be less than a tefach, for sure it'd be considered a yad. Here, the point is that if it's more than a tefach, you can't look at it as a yad anymore. So five things where there's a minimum shear tefach, as opposed to this, which has a maximum shear tefach. Frank the Gemara, I have another case. For ikka tanure benois. Tanure bonois. What about the ovens of the bonois? Rashi says, Na'orois ketanois, oisin tanurim uschait. So the little girls, they used to play with these little tanurim, right? They played as if they were in the kitchen. Those ovens were much smaller. How small were they? So says the Braisa that there's actually a significance of knowing the proper shear as it relates to Tumah V'Tahara, and the shear, by the way, is a tefach. A Tana has to be at least 4 tefachim in order for it to be mekabel Tumah. Otherwise, it's not considered a Tana. Let's say you had a big, huge Tana, and it became Tumah. So how do you metire it? By destroying it. How much does it have to be destroyed in order for it now to become tar? So if it still has dalat fachim, it's not going to be tar. You'd have to make it less than dalat fachim. So the tchilas shir and the soif shir, according to a mayor of a tanner, is always 4 tfachim. That's true. But when is that true? Begadol. That's true for a big tanner. Abu bekaton. But as it relates to a little tanner, tchilas kol shu, the tchilas shir is kol shu, mishetegamer melachte. As soon as you finish it, it's a complete tanner. As long as it's a kol shu, it can already be mekamel tumah. Vishyarov, as it relates to shiarov, Rubai, that's totally in Rubai. That Shiar of Berubai is actually going back on Tanu Gadol. I and Rashi, the Gemara discusses this in detail in Perikar Orva Roitiv, not for this morning. Either way, so the Chachamim say, they disagree with Ramey. Ramey says, you want to know if a Tanu is big enough to be Makabal Toma? 4 Tvachim. Chachamim says, not so simple. That's a Tanu Gadol, but there's something called a Tanu Katan. Tanu Katan is Bekolshu. Says the Gemara, Vakam Bekolshu. I'm Rabbi Yanai Tefach. Why Shekei Nois and Tanure Banois Tefach? Because the Tanurim that the Banois used to play with was a Tefach. What do you see from here? You see that there's another case where you find Tefach. Zok the Gemara, but Pukta Loika Meira. I hear what you're saying. But Lemaisa, that Halacha not everybody agrees with. It's totally in a Machlekes Remeya in the Chachamim. Being that it's totally in a Machlekes, we're not getting involved in something that's totally in a Machlekes. Oh, once you want to say that, or now you look the Diktani Sevi, then we can go back and answer the original question. What was the original question? The yad of the tanner, if it's a tefach, is considered a yad. The question is, why do we mention that? What did the Gemara say? Because that's a maximum shear. We're discussing only minimum shear. The Gemara says you don't have to say that now, because now you can answer based on what we just said, that being that halach is telling machlekes tanom, we're not mentioning anything that's telling machlekes tanom. Tani sefer, what's that machlekes tanom? I'm Rabbi Yehuda le'amru tefach, elemen atanru le'koysel. That the only time it's true that halach is tefach is if the yad is protruding between the tanner and the wall. So assuming the oven is against the wall, if that's where the handle is, that's where you have the shear tefach. If, however, the handle was facing in another direction, it's a different shear. So if it's a different shear, so it comes out that halach of tefach is really something that gets involved in machloikas, and we're not getting involved in anything that's negeya machloikas. Right to Gemara. You're trying to find something that has a shear tefach. You can find things even in the chumash. For ikumasgeres, the masgeres, which was on the shulchan, it was like a molding on the shulchan, but that was a tefach. So the Gemara, but the like kamay, and that's a mafurish apasik? No, that's too mafurish. We're not discussing something that's mafurish. Vika kapiris, what about the kapiris? The cover of the Aron, it was also a tefach. So the Gemara says, "Bekatshim like Gomari." What about a kaira of Mesechtes Erevin fame? So Rashi says it's referring to a mavoi that's inayim afulish. So it has walls on three sides. One side it's open. Technically, it has a din of Rishus Hayachid. First of all, it's not mafulish. For sure, it has a din of Rishus Hayachid. But there's a lot of technical criteria that you need to meet in order for it to be considered Rishus Rab. So midday rice, you'd be allowed to carry there. But being that the Mavi looked a little bit like a Rishus Rab, the Chamei that Takana don't carry there. Unless you do some things. One of the things is you have to make a hecker. How do you make a hecker? So you can make a lechi, or you can make a kaira. A kaira is a crossbeam that you put on top of the entranceway of the mavli. How big does the kaira have to be? A tefach. So it says we have another example of a shir that something is a tefach. Sakti gemara, but the rabbanon like kamayri. We're not discussing anything that's mentioned. That's a din de rabbanon. This is not a din de rais. So the whole concept of kaira is a din de rabbanon. Rashi, kigoy mavli the chol mitzvasim in the veisayifrim. We're dealing with things that are mid de rais. In other words, we started off a gemara that said there are five places in halacha where you find the shir of a tefach. Shilya, which is our sugya, shilya bebayis, abayis tameh, shein shilya b'loy vlad, the shilya would have to be a tefach, shoifer, the shir, shoifer is a tefach, the shedra of the lulav has to be one tefach taller than the hadasim, the doifen of the sukkah has to be three walls, but the third wall could be even a tefach, and the ezoiv that was used for Tyrus HaMetzayra and Paraduma, that had to be a tefach as well. Five times where you find a tefach, and the Gemara asked a whole bunch of questions, really blew up this whole halacha. What do you mean? There's so many other places where you find the concept of a tefach, and the Gemara had it deflected by giving different terutz. Number one, you find by Tumas oil. That what's the definition of an oil? Tumas oil. What's the definition of an oil? Tefach al tefach al rum tefach. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's not just a tefach. That's a tefach by a tefach by a tefach. That's a little bit more of a complicated shear. Tefach al tefach al rum tefach. That we're not discussing. We're discussing, but it's very simple. It has to be a tefach. Then the Gemara said, what about different cases of tumah v'tahira? So the Gemara said, oh, 1 second. I'm talking about where there's a minimum shear tefach, not a maximum shear tefach. The Gemara said, "Beplukta loy kamayri." Gemara said, "What about the miskeres of the shulchan? Had to be a tefach." No, if it's mufurish in the Torah, we're not talking about that either. What about the kapayrus? It had to be a tefach, but that's not mufurish in the Torah. Yeah, it's bekachim. Bekachim loy kamayri. What about the kaira? Oh, but the rabbanon loy kamayri. Either way, we're refining the search here in terms of what the definition is of these chamisha dvarim of tefach. And the bottom line is the Gemara makes like a little bit of a sikkum, albeit an abbreviated sikkum. And that is that what comes out Ella. So what then were we discussing? Bitach sivan? Something that's a din deiraisa, v'loy b'mefarish b'mishar. But it's not tumafurish. I mean, it has to be deiraisa such as lafuke kaira. It can't be too mafurish, like the mezgeres, which is a mafurish apostle in the Torah. But, I mean, there are other criteria that need to be met in order for it to be considered. But again, like many times in Shas, you'll find that Meiram said something, but it, like we just had recently, Rabbi Yochanan said that three times you go basaroi vasom kavadai, and we had a whole daf Gemara. Is that true? We have this, what it teisha chanuyos. You go basaroi, the Gemara says, no, it means three times of tumas isha. Very often you find that. That's what this list of five is, really much more than five. One more Gemara. Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Kamed, Rav Kahana. Yosef, Ikomar, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav, Chol Shosh Yom, Rav Yishoyim, Tayyum, Asashul Yibavad. What happens if a woman gave birth to a child, and then, after she gave birth to the child, a shilya came out? An amniotic sac came out. What's the question? Do you assume that that's another child? Or maybe we attribute the shilya to the child that she already gave birth to. So Rabbi Yehuda said, I heard from Rav, who said that the first 3 days after a childbirth, we assume that it's part of the original vat. After they have to assume that it's belongs to another vlad. Amar le, mi amar Rav Hachi. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta told this to Rav Kahana. Right, they all down Meiram was sitting together. So he told him back. He said, could it be Rav said this? Amar Rav. Rav said, in vlad misakiv achachaveroi klum. Then no, when twins are born, they come out together right away. If that's the case, for sure you should assume that this shilya is related to the original vlad. Because what's the other side? That maybe it's a second child, but 3 days later she gave birth to a second child. So the Gemara says, Ishtek. Rav Yehuda was quiet. Amalei. So then he told him, Dilma kan ben nefel, kan ben kayama. Maybe you have to be mechalik between a nefel and a ben kayama. Meaning, by a ben kayama, if the child was a healthy child, then it comes out together. But maybe a nefel, maybe that's already different. Amalei told him, At amir l'shmaite the Rav. Wow, you're mechavin to what Rav said. The Therish Amar Rav Hoch. If she gave birth to a nefel, and then 3 days later there was a shilya, so within 3 days you still assume that it's related to the original. But Yoldav Achach Kepila, if she gave birth to a healthy child, then the Loch is Yoldav Achach Kepila Shilya. That even 10 days later you can assume that it's not a Vladachar, because if woman gives birth to a healthy child and there's another child, they would come out together. So if the shilya came out 10 days later, even, it doesn't matter, you're for sure going to assume that it's related to the original child. So this halacha of Rav, 3 days, after 3 days, that's where the child that was born was a nefel. But if the child that was born was a vlad kayama, then any shilya that's going to come out at some future date, you're for sure going to attribute to the original lady. Shmuel v'talmidim the Rav v'Rav Yehuda habiyasvi. Shmuel, the talmidim of Rav, and Rav Yehuda were sitting together. Chol of Rav Yosef b'Rei the Rav Menashe midvil apayu. Rav Yosef b'Rei the Rav Menashe, who was from Deville, walked by them. Bali va'ase, he was walking really fast. Amri, so he said, Asilan garved raminale begila dechidasa umirmi umatri. So one of these amira, again, it was Shmuel, the Talmidim of Rav and Rav Yehuda were sitting together. Rav Yois Beid Ramanash Midville walks by really, really fast. So one of them remarked, he said, you see that person that's walking? That person is a person, this is an expression, begila dechitasa. You could ask him questions that are like gila dechitasa umirmi umitri. You can ask him very simple questions and you can frag him up. They said he's whatever. It's very easy to deflect something that he says. Ad hachi also. Bekitzer, he came towards them. Amalei Shmuel. So Shmuel turns to him and he asked him a question. He said, "May amar Rav b'shulya? You're Talmud or Rav? Tell me, do you ever hear anything from Rav in the suya of shulya?" Amalei, I'll tell you something I heard from Rav. Hachi amar Rav. Ein toilin es hashulya ela bedavish al kayama. That any time you see a shulya, you always, the only time you assume that the shulya is from another Vlad is if the original Vlad was a Dover Shel Kayama. But otherwise, you're never going to assume that it's from a different Vlad. Says the Gemara, Shailinu Shmuel Chol Tamid Rav. So Shmuel turned around and he asked Tamid of Rav, Va'amri Le, Hachi. So he said, is this true? And he saw that Rabbi Yehuda was a little bit embarrassed. And the reason is because Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav. Yehuda learned by Rav and then he learned by Shmuel. And he was a little embarrassed. How come he never told Shmuel this halacha? Meaning, this Yid, Rav Yosef, Breder, Menashe, Midvil, they somehow were being doichehim, but he said a halacha that Rav Yehuda, the famous Talmud of Rav, wasn't zoicha to say over in the name of Rav. Either way, this is going to segue into tomorrow's daf, so we'll cut it a little bit short here. But before we end, just two ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. One is a little bit more lamdish, and the other one is a little bit more in Divrei Haggadah. First alumnus. So the Gemara said, Tanya, the second half of the daf, Rab Ishaya Ze'iru Devin Chavraya said, Chamisha Shirim Tefach. There are five things where you find a shir of Tefach. The Elohim, Shilya, Shofar, Shedra, Doifin Sukkah, Ve'ha'ezlech. And as we saw in the Gemara, we chazered it a few times. Really, there's more than just those five. There are many others, but the Gemara qualified what exactly Rabbi Shaya was referring to when he said five. But Enochinami, there's really more than just those five. One of the five things that he mentioned was Doifin Sukkah. So a sukkah has to have three walls. Two have to be kil chasan, proper walls. The third one could be even a tefach. Toysis Mesech Sukkah, Dav Zayin Amid Beis, discusses when Chazal said that the third wall has to be a tefach. Did they mean that it has to be a tefach? Like it has to be, if it's less than a tefach, it's not going to be okay? Or is shlishis tefach just another way of saying that it could be even a kol shu? But even if it's going to be pachas mi tefach, it could be that's going to be okay. Why did Chazal say tefach? Maybe midrabanan it has to be a tefach. But hamiya, if the third wall only has to be a tefach, maybe that means, says Tosfos, that midrash it doesn't even have to be a tefach. Midrash can even be a kol shu. When the Chachamim said tefach, they meant midrabanan. Says Tosfos, just one excerpt from the top Tosfos in Mesech Tesukah Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Avol ein letarets the tefach sukkah midrabanan umidrash b'chol shu. But midrash really could be a kol shu. The perakam apeles, because the perakam apeles need the daf chavav kachoshiv doifin sukkah b'hadi chamisha sheshiurim tefach. It's considered as one of Rav Hoshaya is five. Vaminon Hossam at the Gemara over there said, Lechashiv Kaira Tefach, that one of the kashas that the Gemara asked was, why didn't it mention Kaira? A Kaira that you put on a Mavush, Sheinam a Fulish, has to be a Tefach. And what did the Gemara say? Mishum Tahavi Midrabanon. Valoy Chashiv Elahanach Techsivon. Valoy Mefarash Pshiurayu. The Gemara said, because we're not discussing something that's Midrabanon. We're discussing something that's a Dairaisa, but it's not Mefurish. The Miskeris of the Chulchan was Mefurish. That we're also not discussing. But it has to be something that's Midrairaisa. It says Toysfis that don't say that being that this year is Tefach, Zaysay Meris, Midrash, it can even be a kol shu, and it's probably like a dinder abundant to make it at least a tefach. Chayis says, I'm a furish gemara not that way. We're tucked away. Perakam apelis. How does it come into perakam apelis? In the gemara's digression. Because we mentioned shilya, that's perakam apelis. Shilya has to be a tefach. Oh, there's five times where you find a tefach. Agaburuchi, the gemara spoke about lulav and shayfer and zukkah. But either way, in that gemara says toisfis, in today's daf, I think it's mavur, that the shlishas tefach is a dinder rice, it's mavurish. Because the gemara said, why do we mention kair? Oh, because kair is midrash abundant. So you see that these five things with the shiris tefach has to be a din d'iraisa. As I state in Tosfos in the Sechtes Sukkah Dav Zayin Amid Beis, the bir halacha in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah in Simin Tov Kuf Pei Vav is discussing the shear of a shofar. So what's the shear of a shofar? We said, also, it has to be a tefach. You have to be able to see it a little on this side, a little on that side. Chachamim said that the way you get that shear is if it ends up being a tefach. And the Bir Halacha brings from the Rosh said that this, that a shofar has to be a tefach is only midrabanan. Midday raisa, really a shofar doesn't have to be a tefach. The Rosh said, what would be if the only shofar you had was pachas mitefach? So, you'll tell me you'll blow the shofar anyways, what do you have to lose? But can you make a bracha on such a shofar? And the Rosh said, yeah, you can make the bracha on such a shofar. Because the sheer tefach is only a sheer d'rabbanan. The sheer tefach is not a sheer d'iraisa. He says it's marisayan, because if you're not going to see it mikano l'kan, it's going to look like the person is just blowing in his mouth. He doesn't really have a shofar there. But either way, that's the shita of the Rosh. The shita of the Rosh is that the sheer shofar is only a sheer d'rabbanan. It says the bir halacha v'da. The me Rosh besugim avur sheshir zay eni alam d'rabbanan. Kidei shalo yoyim ulo toich yodu hu atekei. Ochei mi divrei toich v'suk adav zayin. Rav from toich v'sach v'suk adav zayin amabeis. Muchach de sviru lehu de shir tefach hu min ha-toyra. Sharei omru de loy choshe v'ham ha-peles rak shiur de reisa. Ayin shom, says the Bir Halacha. So take a look at toich. Toich says that the five that are mentioned by Rabbi Shaya, Zeir de min chavraya, the youngest of the chevra, was things that are midai raisa, taisa, with regards to the shlishas afilu tefach, the shir of daif and sukkah. But it's the same thing. Shofar is also one of the five. So if the shlishas tefach is a din deiraisa, that means the shir of the shofar would have to be a deiraisa as well. The Bir Halacha brings a raya from a Rashi and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah daf chav ches amar aleph as well. Ayin sham in the Bir Halacha, simin tof kuf pei vav et siv katan tes. But either way, says the Bir Halacha, it would seem to be a machloikis between the Rosh and Tosfos. Now, what's Pashup Shana the Rosh? L'chur, Tosfos is a very nice raya. Tosfos said, the Gemara is the Kasha, why didn't it say Kaira? And what did the Gemara say? We're only talking about Din and Dei Raisa. So, L'chur, you see clearly that the five things that I mentioned is Midei Raisa. But the Teretz is, the Rosh will probably learn, and it's Mashba this way, Rashi and Arsugi as well, that what the Gemara means is that Kaira, the whole Din Kaira is a Din the Rabbanim. There's no concept of a Kaira Midei Raisa. Midei Raisa, you have a Rosh HaYochid, you have a Rosh HaRabim. That's what you have. The Rabbanim were Mechadish, a Karmelis, they were Mechad. A makom p'tor, a mavish, ain't a mafulish, a mavim mafulish, a lechi and a kara. The whole mesach is erevin is kamat midine de rabbanon. It's not dine de rai. Ruv chatzeris is takonish loy mamelach. It's not de raisa de gadinim. Mid de raisa, there's no such thing as a kara. The whole concept of a kara is a din de rabbanon. We're not discussing things that are dine de rabbanon. Shofar is a din deiraisa. Shilyu, which is negated to masmeis, is a din deiraisa. Lulav is a din deiraisa. Sukkah is a din deiraisa. Ezev is a din deiraisa. Does that mean that the sheer tefach has a din deiraisa? Mechatesi. The Rosh learned that when the Gemara said we're not discussing kairu because kairu is the rabbanon, he didn't mean because we're only discussing a sheer tefach medeiraisa. We're discussing parshias in the Torah that have a sheer tefach. Maybe the sheer tefach is only a sheer derabana. Tosfos took the Gemara a little bit more literally. Tosfos said, no, the Gemara means we're discussing a sheer tefach that's a sheer deiraisa. Lamai nafkamina, doifin sukkah. Another nafkamina would be with regards to shofar. The reason I think this is very interesting and worth speaking out this morning is because this really ties in, I believe, to raid that we've spoken about in the past. And that is, most recently, Masechtas Erechin, Daf Beis Amud Beis, so it's a little while ago. And that is with regards to Lulav. So again, there's five things that I mentioned over here. One of the five was Lulav. What's the halacha of Lulav? So the halacha of Lulav is that the shedra of the Lulav, Rav Parnach said in the name of Shmuel, has to be one tefach taller than the hadas and the arava. So that's when the arava have a shear of three tefachim, and the shedra of the lulav has to be a tefach tol. The truth is, this halacha of Rav Parnach and Rabbi Yochanan is mentioned, as you would expect, in Masechta Sukkah, and as you would expect in Perek Lulav HaGazel. The Gemara over there brings Om Rav Yudah Mashmul, Shir Hadas V'Arava Shloisha. The Hadas Narava has to be three tefachim. The Lulav Arba. The Lulav, however, has to be four tefachim. Kedeshe Lulav Yoitzim in a Hadas Tefach. So the Lulav is going to be one tefach taller than the Hadas. Rav Parnach Rav Yochanan, Parnach Sandrei Rav Yochanan, Unzer Rav Parnach, Shedri Shalulim, Meseris HaShas, Nida Daf Chavav. There's in two places in Shas. Sukkah Lamed Beis, Nida Chavav. That the Shedra of the Lulav, Tzarech Sheyitzim in a Hadas Tefach, that the shedra, it's not enough that the alim of the lulav protrudes one tefach higher than the hadas. You need that the shedra of the lulav should be one tefach taller. Break the Gemara kasha. The Mishnah said, "Tana lulav sheyesh begimul tefachim kedei linanea boy kasha." The Mishnah said in the beginning of Parak Lulav HaGazel, what's the shear of a lulav? A lulav that has three tefachim, enough that you can shuckle it, that's a kosher loaf. Three tvachim, you just said that it has to be a tefach taller than the hadas, at the minimum. Reparnacham Rav Yechanan holds that the shedra even has to be a tefach taller, which means that the alum are going to be even taller than that. So how could the Mishnah say, k'day l'naneya? So the Gemara says, right. Ema u k'day l'naneya by kasha. The way you read the Mishnah is not lulav sheyesh by gimel tvachim k'day l'naneya by kasha, but rather lulav sheyesh by shlesha tvachim It's a separate part of the share. Part one is lulav sheyesh by shloisha tefachim. Part two is it also has to be kedei l'naneya boy. But if it be shloisha tefachim and not also kedei l'naneya boy, it would be possible. Meaning three tefachim plus another tefach. What's that other tefach? Says the Gemara. Mar kedei islay or mar kedei islay. Reb Yehuda Mashmul is gonna hold that the kedei l'naneya boy requires another tefach, even if it's merely from the alin. Rav Parnacham Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that kedei l'naneya boy requires that even the shedra should be a tefach taller. Bottom line is, you know what you see in this Gemara? You see in this Gemara that the reason you need that the shedra, according to Rav Parnacham Rabbi Yochanan, should be a tefach taller than the hadas is kedei l'naneya boy. Shloisha tvachim u'kedei l'naneya boy. Now we know the nanuim is a part of the mitzvah of the lulav. Stating that it's mavur, l'chura, and mesach de sukkah, that the nanuim is not a chi of deiraisa, it's a chi of drabanan. If somebody would take dal and meet him on sukkahs, and he would never shuckle the lulav, so for some reason he never shuckled it, he would be yoitza mitzvah sukkah lulav midairaisa. Midrabanan would be a problem. The Gemara says, midagbe nafke. As soon as you pick up the lulav without shake, you don't have to shuckle it, you don't have to do anything. Just by picking it up, ulakachtam lochem, that in and of itself constitutes the mitzvah of lulav. And the emes is the emek bracha, in a very, very small piece in lulav. So this is in lulav oisches. He says that the Mishnah says, shir hadas v'arava gimel, for lulav arba. But when the Mishnah said that the lulav has to be four tvachim, it broke it up into two parts. Three plus kedei l'naneya. Says the emek bracha, midechilka ha-mishnah ha-shir gimel tvachim levad, u'kedei l'naneya boy, dahinu tefach hadala levad. It's the chain midenokat shmul hatam belulav arba kedei she yoytzem and hadas tefach l'naneya boy ha-yunirim mizeh. It's mashma that it's two shiurim. Da'ashir do'iraisa shalolav u'rak gimel tvachim kadas v'arova. Va'tefach hadala, as it relates to the fourth tefach, ha-noisif eino yelam midurabonon kedei lasis boy nanum. But as it relates to the fourth tefach, that's only with regards to the nanum. Meaning it's mashma that it's two separate shiurim. That's certainly the way it seems. And the emes is, it's mesnabe that way. Because if the reason you need the fourth tefach is for the nanuim, and the whole din nanuim is only a din the rabbanon, so it doesn't make sense that you would need a fourth tefach to do something that only the rabbanon mandated you to do. Elamai, it's like the emek bracha was medayik in a very brisk way, talmud of the griz, in a very brisk way in the Mishnah. No, three tefachim reverse, and then there's the kedei l'naneya boy. That's going to be the fourth one. The problem is, how does it with our sugya? We just said over a Taisvis. How come no one quotes this Taisvis? A Taisvis in Sukkah Dav Zayin Amid Beis, who was Mechiach from our sugya. This is a tucked away sugya. You don't see the sugya when you learn Mesach the Sukkah. It's a Mesach the Snida. It's in Perek HaMapeles. But the Gemara over here said there's five things with Allah Shurim Tefach. And the Gemara came out, what does it mean Shurim Tefach? It's more than five. Five times it's Deiraisa, and Taisa understood that means that all the Shirei Tefach are Shirei Deiraisa. It's a Mefurus. Now, granted, the Rosh argues. Bir Halacha says in Simin Tov Kuf Peivov that we have over here Machloikis between Taisa and the Rosh. But it's a Mefurus a Taisvis. It's a Taisvis in Sukkah Dav Zayin Amid Beis, where Taisa seems to say that the Shir Sukkah is going to be a tefach midai raisa, that shlishes, and the bir halacha shtal the suta shayfer, that the shir shayfer according to Tosfos that has it in tefach would also have to be midai raisa. That means that that fourth tefach would also have to be a day raisa. So chayru the emek bracha is saying that no, it's only a din rabbanon. That's why we broke it up into two parts. That's the thing, and it's mashman that way says the emek bracha because of the kedei l'naneya boy. Lechayru it's a pella. It would seem at first glance to be a mafurish a Tosfos. That says when we learned Erechid, Daf, Beis Amid Beis, we spoke at a very big chiddush from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that even though it's true, the Gemara says that the shear, that the nanuim by the lulav are only midrabbanan, not midrayisa. He said, you can't say that. It's misunderstood. On some level, he says, sorachi, and he's not sure really how to reconcile all this. But on some level, you have to say that really there is a dinda irayisa of nanuim. And the reason is because the Gemara says that a katan hayodeh l'naneya. As soon as the katan knows how to shuckle the lulav, so his father has an obligation to be mechanan. It's a mitzvah chinuch. When does mitzvah chinuch start with a lulav? So usually chinuch starts when the child knows how to do the mitzvah. If the child doesn't know how to do the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah chinuch. As soon as he knows how to do the mitzvah, at that point, the mitzvah of chinuch kicks in. When does mitzvah chinuch start with lulav? Katan hayodeh l'naneya. And all the achroinim ask that it's a pella. Katan hayodeh l'naneya. That's when the mitzvah starts. What does Nanum have to do with anything? Nanum is only a mitzvah d'rabbanon. L'chur, as soon as the katan knows how to hold dalet minim, as long as he knows how to pick it up, midafke nafke, as long as he knows how to be mekayim do lakachtim, that should be enough for him already to have a mitzvah. So why is a katan ayadeh l'nanei? L'chur the Nanum only mid'rabbanon. So we learned Erech in Daf Beis on Beis. We spoke out from the Briskerov and from the Netziv. The Netziv said a beautiful thing. He said that really a katan doesn't have to do a mitzvah. It's just chanoich l'naro pidarkoi, gam ki yaskin layosimi. I think it's mentioned in Briskerov and Stenfel somewhere. But it's all because gam ki yaskin layosimi mano. It's only when he gets old, you should know what to do. If you're going to be mechanech a katan to do a mitzvah and be mekayimid in the deraisa degoy, but he's not being mekayimid in the rabbanon degoy. It's yafas charei b'vseidoy. Because at the end of the day, right now we don't care. Oh, right now fulfill the deraisa. Right now you don't have to do anything. It's all about this is training. Just train the kid so when he gets old, he'll do it properly. You're training him to do it the wrong way. You tell you, I'll just pick up the lulav and put it down. No, when he gets old, he's not going to be now. It's true when he gets old to be mekayimid in the deraisa. But you're going to train a kid now to do it when he's older in a way where you're mekayimid in the deraisa, but lahed you're not mekayim to the rabbanon. That doesn't make a lot of sense. So said the Netziv and the Griz, it's true. You want to know if it would make sense maybe to have a mitzvah chinuch klapi, the mitzvah deraisa, as soon as the katan knows how to do the lakachtim? Of course it would. But being that the whole idea, the concept, the spirit of the law of mitzvah chinuch is so that when he gets older, he'll do it properly. If you're going to teach the kid to take the lulav without doing the nanuim, you're actually teaching him to do it improperly. It goes against what chinuch represents. That doesn't make sense. But the Chassam Sofer said that I believe from this Gemara, Kotan Hayodeh L'Naneya, it's mashma that there is a din in Nanum Deiraisa. And he says, I feel it has to be that way. Because you see that the Kedeh L'Naneya went into the shir of Lulav. And the shir, we know, like all shiurim, are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rashi says in Sukkot HaBezim and Aleph that the shir of a Sukkot Shigavoy L'Mayla Me'asrim Amma is based on the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Prima Gadim says that the shir Sukkot Ktana Machloikis B'Shan B'Sulu is based on the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's Mestaba the shir Lulav is also Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And the Kedeh L'Naneya by not like the Emek Bracha said that it's only a Durabon and the component to the shir. It's Mashma, it's a Deiraisa, or at least Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And if that's the case, said the Chassam Sofer, it must be that on some level, but even the Chassam Sofer didn't quote our Gemara. So L'chura, we have over here an Emek Bracha with a Chassam Sofer, and there's a lot more raid on this Kemuvan as it relates to the fact that the Kedeh L'Naneya is the way Chazal referred to the fourth Tefach of the Lulav, and is that a riot that the Nanuim is Medeiraisa, as if there's two Dinam in the Shir, there's the three Tefachim, there's four Tefach, but L'chur, we have a Mesechtes Nida Digger Ha'ara, and that is, in our Gemara is Mavur, Chamisha, there are five things that have a Shir Tefach Midai Raisa, and the way Toisvis, anyways, in Sukkot Avzayim and Beis understood it, it means that the din is a din Dai Raisa, L'chura, this should be a Raya, this should be a Raya that the fourth Tefach is a Dai Raisa, the Ishla Oyer on all the Achroinim that seem to say not that way.